share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As the government currently has no plans to ban child marriage in the country, Terengganu State Exco also expressed that the state will not stop teenagers from getting married. Their moves have sparked debate among the rakyat, who think that it is not the time for underage individuals to tie the knot yet. To some, the government's decision had reminded them of the past and pondered the consequences if the children will always be allowed to get married. Recently, after the Terengganu government confirmed that teenagers will be allowed to get married, Dr. Daya shared his past experience of handling a patient who was about to give birth. The patient was only 11 years old. It was a few hours past midnight when they brought her in. I was not shocked at the scene but rather disappointed and posted by Daya Nandan on Friday, March 25, 2022. Knowing that the delivery would get complicated, Dr. Daya asked her sister to get their mother. Shockingly, the young lady in her 20s turned out to be the patient's mother. The husband of the 11-year-old was nowhere to be seen. During the tough time, he did what was necessary while preparing for the worst. What complication would I have to face tonight? Preeclampsia? Postpartum hemorrhage? Would we be able to save both of them? The young patient was immediately rushed to the operation theater. Unfortunately, she did not make it. As if things were not bad enough, the newborn passed away not long after. Two souls who did not even reach adulthood left the world on that sorrowful night. This was not the first time something like this happened, and it certainly was not the last time, Dr. Daya expressed. For illustration purposes only, it is later revealed that the incident took place in Indonesia many years back when he was still an intern. Through his post, he wanted to alert the world on how child marriage can be dangerous. It does not only rob away their childhood, but also inflict pain and trauma on them, physically and mentally. It is easy to support baseless concepts, but when the lives are taken from this world because of those ideas, will the supporters take responsibility? Unable to save lives is truly one of the worst nightmares of being a doctor. Dr. Daya hopes that the country will stop giving children a death sentence by allowing child marriage, as just like everyone else, they deserve better. Thank you, Dr. Daya, for quoting our article in your post and sharing your experience. Also read, Terengganu won't ban child marriage because love is like the ocean. Source. Facebook. Daya Nandan. Source. WICNEWS. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.